With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He's not even in office yet, but President-elect Trump's appeal to Mexico to crack down on the deadly drug trade seems to be bearing fruit, the Mexican military seizing more than 1 ton of fentanyl pills.
It was found in 2 raids in the north in what officials are calling the biggest catch of the synthetic opioid in the country's history. The raids came after a sharp drop in fentanyl seizures in Mexico earlier this year and days after President-elect Trump threatened to impose 25% tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico unless they cracked down on the flow of migrants and drugs across the border. The fentanyl raids took place in the northern state of Sinaloa, home to the drug cartel of the same name. Keith Peters reporting.
Nothing yet on a motive for yesterday's fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch calls it a brazen, targeted attack. The search for the gunman goes on. Shooting at a small private school in Northern California, it's left 2 small boys in extremely critical condition. The gunman apparently took his own life. It happened at Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo. Also at SRNNews.com, Trump Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth is vowing to give the confirmation fight all he's got.
I owe an answer to the members of the United States Senate who are going to vote for a confirmation here. And my meetings with them have been fantastic. No one has looked me in the eye and say, I have concerns and I can't vote for you. In fact, most have said, let's take a picture and I'm behind you all the way.
Hegseth on SiriusXM's The Megyn Kelly Show. Another wave of Arctic air is sweeping across the Midwest and the Northeast, but hold on, forecasters do expect a warm-up before long. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 6 points. This is SRN News. The 2024 verse of the year comes from the New Testament.
YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, reveals that the verse most commonly sought out by users this year is Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Given the tensions in this country and problems around the globe during 2024, analysts are not surprised that a verse like Philippians 4:6 would be the most popular amongst Bible readers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that most of Idaho's law making it illegal to help underage girls get an abortion without their parents' consent can take effect, while a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality continues. The decision by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the statute's prohibition on helping a minor get an abortion by harboring and transporting them is likely to be found constitutional and can be enforced. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Blinken is pledging to give his successor, Marco Rubio, the strongest hand possible.
Blinken told Reuters that he was focusing on making sure Rubio is able to hit the ground running in January. The Secretary of State said the Biden administration was keeping President-elect Trump's team informed on the main foreign policy issues, including Ukraine. Blinken said doing so is in the interest of both the outgoing and incoming administrations and the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel calls Amnesty International deplorable and fanatical. This after Amnesty accused the Jewish state of genocide in Gaza. Following the deadly Hamas raid into Israel in 2023, Israel says it's defending itself in accordance with international law. It says the Amnesty report on the matter is entirely false and is also based on lies, Israel insisting it only targets terrorists, not civilians. More details at SRNNews.com.